Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line. Is this Mrs. Young?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm well in yourself.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I see that you have an inquiry about the Depo Provera lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And at this time, did you have an attorney?
No.
Okay. So you are willing to firm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or any advice from any other law firm or signed any documents, correct?
No, I hear
Okay. And you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Miss Young, are you a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And due to the Depo-Provera, what was your injury after taking the Depo-Provera for at least a year? What were you diagnosed with?
The meningioma.
The meningioma, yes. That was close
Yes.
enough. Yeah, meningioma. And where was it located in your body?
And my brain.
In your brain? Okay. Thank you for confirming that. Miss Young, did you know your date of diagnosis?
Yes, let me get my paperwork. Hold on for a
Of
second.
course, yeah, take your time. So sorry to hear that you had to go through that. How are you doing today with everything?
I'm getting through it.
Getting through it? Okay.
November the 16th, 2018.
November 16th, 2018. Okay. And then Miss Young, what was your date of birth?
11/8/1980.
All right. Did you know anyone else that was injured with Depo-Provera that needed help filing a claim?
No.
Okay. If you do come across anyone, you can always give them our contact information so that we can help them file a claim as well. Miss Young, at any time we are disconnected, I'm going to go ahead and text you from a 949 area code, which is my direct line to my desk. So you can reach me at that phone number. Moving forward, I will be your intake specialist. And then, is it Rashada? I don't want to say your first name wrong. I'm sorry.
It's Rashida.
Rashida. Okay. Rashida. Thank you so much. Okay. And then, okay, so we're going to go through just a couple questions for you to answer, and then we'll get through this in just a few moments. Did you receive a Depo-Provera pill or was it a shot?
It was a shot.
A shot, okay. And then did you consume the brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then which injectable did you use? Do you know the name? Was it Depo-Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or generic?
Depo Provera.
Okay, thank you. I know they asked that question like three times, but it's just the way they ask it.
Yeah.
And then it said, did you use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to a generic for a minimum of a year? No, correct?
No, yes,
Okay.
that's correct.
Okay. How many years did you use the Depo-Provera?
From March 2009 to October 2017.
So March 2009 to what was it to
October 2017.
okay. One second. So approximately 8 years you did use Depo-Provera, which
Yes.
you can confirm you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis.
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera between the years of January 1992 to present date? It's just
What do
asking
you
if
mean?
you used it within that time frame from 1992 to today. Which you did.
Well, I started
Yeah.
using
Yeah, you started. Yeah, it's just they just want to confirm that you used it between those dates,
Yes.
January 1992 to present. Okay. Yeah, you said you used it from March 2009 to October 2017.
Right.
Okay. Do you know the date the in March that you started using it or no?
I don't remember.
Okay. And you don't know in October when you stopped using it?
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Your main medical problem was the meningioma tumor. All right. Hold on 1 second. Sorry if it's loud right now. There's people behind here. Okay. So, should I apologize? Hold on 1 second. Okay, can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, ma'am?
Email.
Okay, and what is your marital status at this time? Are you married, single, divorced, or widowed?
No, I'm single.
Single? Okay.
Yes.
And then, Rashida, I have your first name as RASHIDAH, and then your last name
Yes.
is Young, YOUNG.
Yes.
Okay. No suffix in your name, correct?
No suffix, no.
Okay. And then I have your email. It's Rashida and then UOUNG at iCloud.com.
Yes.
Okay. Primary phone number is 610-803-4348. And that is your cell phone, correct?
Yes.
And what's the best time of day to call you? Morning, evening, or afternoon?
Morning.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
Gotta give you my social.
Yeah.
Okay. 1-6-4-6-2-8-5-6-1.
164-628-561, correct?
Yeah, I believe,
Okay.
yeah.
And then
I'm good.
when okay. So when was the Depo-Provera administered? Was it by a medical staff or a doctor? Or by
A
yourself?
doctor.
A doctor?
By
Okay.
doctor.
Do you know approximately how many times you were injected?
Well, I was injected once a month for 3 months.
Yeah, so if it was for 8 years, you do approximately four in a year. So that would be
So for like
32 injections.
I was doing it like once every 3 months.
Okay, so let's do this. 8 times 12 would be 96. So 96 divided by three. Yeah, 32, about 32 injections. That sounds correct. If you did it every 3 months. Do you know the name of the doctor and medical staff that was administrating the depo, or where were you getting
Yes.
it done? Okay. What was the name of
Yes.
that?
Dr. Susan Kennedy, and I was
Okay.
getting it done at Family Medicine, Community Volunteer in Medicine in
Community.
Westchester. Do you need the address?
I can get it. Hold on 1 second. Westchester, New York, correct?
No, Westchester, PA.
PA, sorry. Okay. Family medicine. Dr. Susan Kennedy, and she's at 300 B Lawrence Drive, Westchester, PA.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming that. 1 second. I just have to get this information really quick. And she was the prescribing doctor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. And it was community volunteer in medicine.
Yes.
All right, and I have 610-836. Oops. Hold on one moment. Okay, she was your prescribing doctor. And then was she the one that was, were you getting it from the, her pharmacy there at the hospital, or were you getting it, did you have to go to a different facility to get the prescription?
No,
A
I
different,
didn't. No, I got it there.
you got it at her office? Okay. All right. And then let me put this. Okay. Hold on, let me just get this information in here. Phone number, address. Medicine. Six one zero. Okay. And then when you were being diagnosed with the meningioma, how were they, what was the method that they used? Did you have like a CT scan, MRI, or both?
I got an MRI, blood test, and a biopsy.
Okay, so they did all of it. Okay, thank you for confirming that. And was she the diagnosing doctor, or did you see a neurologist?
I seen a neurologist.
Okay, do you know the neurologist's name?
Yes, Dr. Samuels Linus, MD.
Samuel Linus, MD. Okay. And then what hospital were you treated at?
At Chester County Hospital.
Okay.
Do you need the address?
Hold on one second. No, I got it. Thank you, though, for having it.
Okay.
NPA. Okay. It's called Crozer Crester Medical Center now. Is that on One
Yeah.
Medical Center Boulevard? Okay, yeah, they renamed it.
Yeah, it yeah, I think they renamed it.
Okay.
So the address will be 701 East Marshall Street.
Yeah, that's what I found. Well, they have One Medical Center Boulevard. Is that?
Well, I think they renamed it as well. Like they really just like renamed
They
everything.
removed it. Maybe they moved the street. Chester, well, they have Chester County Hospital.
It's Chester County Hospital. Chester County Hospital, not Crozer Chester. Crozer
Yeah.
Chester is in Chester.
Okay, so this one's
So
at
it's Chester County Hospital.
701 East
701 East.
Marshall.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Yeah, so
Yes, two of them. I'm
that's a
sorry.
different one. All right.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's not, you're totally fine. That's, I want to make sure we got it right. Chester Community Hospital. They make us verify everything. So this makes it easier. So when the attorneys have your information on their desk, they can go ahead and move forward with everything for you.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you said it was Dr. Samuel.
I'm sorry, Dr. Samuel Linus, MD, LYNESS, MD.
LINNES.
No, LYNESS. LYNESS.
Okay, thank you. Okay. World class. Hold on 1 second. Wow, he's 91. Did you know that?
No.
When did he treat you? Was it a while ago?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said, when were you treated with him?
Oh, 2019.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. So yeah, I found all the info for him. And
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was treated on tw in 2018. I'm sorry, not 2019.
yeah. Okay, and then neurosurgeon. Okay. And is at Chester Community Hospital. Okay. And again, his last name was Lyness, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No.
Okay. Did you receive treatment due to the meningioma diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive?
So I got like the active like monitoring, they like, and I had surgery and steroids.
Okay. Did you have to do like radiation or chemotherapy or any type of like pain management or anything like that?
Well, I had the steroid, and let me get my paperwork.
Yeah.
I should have had all this ready. I'm sorry.
No, you're totally fine. It's okay. You know a lot more than most people do. Did you have the tumor removed?
Yes.
That's great. Removal of tumor.
And then I was on the steroid of the dexamethasone, the 8 milligrams 2 times a day for 2 weeks.
Okay. What and then other medications were you on? Any other medications or radiation or chemotherapy, targeted therapy, anything like that?
Well, I just had active monitoring, so and then I did like inpatient and outpatient.
Okay. And then who was the treating doctor? Was it the same doctor who was
Yes.
diagnosed? Okay. And you saw him at the same hospital, right? At community or Chester Community Hospital?
Yeah, Chester County Hospital,
Or
yes.
Chester County. All right. Hold on 1 second. Does your family have a history of the meningioma tumor?
No.
Okay, and then And then were you hospitalized for the meningioma just after surgery or?
After surgery.
Okay. How long approximately were you in the?
Well, I was in for like 2 to 3 days and then outpatient.
Okay. Chester County Hospital. I'm just gonna make. Okay, just okay, perfect. And then, was there any other doctors?
No.
So you're approximately in what, let's say, in the hospital for 3 days, you said? After surgery. Okay. And there's no other doctors that you want me to list?
No.
Okay. Any other medical notes that you would like me to list to support your case?
No.
Okay. Do you have medical records showing the meningioma diagnosis?
I don't have them right now because I'm out of town, but I can get them to you.
Okay. And you could provide them if needed, like either through the mail electronically or
Yeah.
through the mail. Okay.
Yeah.
And then do you have access to a MyChart
No.
login? No? Okay. And then they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. It's just to make sure that they can insure the case for you and continue it for you and your loved ones. Was there somebody that you would like to put as your emergency contact? Like, did you have someone that lives with you or doesn't live with you that you could put?
No.
We'll leave it. Okay. That's okay. And then I'll just put your phone number as the contact phone number for that. All right. Now, was there any additional information that you would like me to add to the case before I go ahead and review it?
No.
Okay. All right. So, what I'm going to go ahead and do is just go over the whole questions with you just to verify a couple of things, and then I'm going to send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement?
Yes,
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory, so you can just yeah, if you need help, I can walk you through it. Okay, so just to verify, Mrs. Young, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using the Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of a year. Is that all correct?
Yes.
You did say it was located in your brain. You were diagnosed on 11/16/2018, correct?
Yes.
And your date of birth was 11/8/1980. Okay.
Right.
You did use the brand name, a minimum of 8 years. And you approximately started using it in March of 2009 and stopped using it
Right.
in October of 2017. Okay. One second. And then one second, I apologize. I have your first name as Rashida, Rashidaeh. Last name Young, Young. You did say that you were
Yes.
single. You did say you were single, correct?
Yes.
Social I have is 1646285 61. Your
Yes.
email, I have your first name, Young at iCloud.com.
Yes.
And then, what was your current mailing address? I forgot to ask you your mailing address.
522 West Marshall Street, Westchester, PA 19380.
522 West Chester Street.
West Marshall
West
Street,
Marshall
Westchester, PA.
Street. Westchester. East, okay. Is it East Marshall?
West Marshall. Yep, 522 West Marshall Street.
Hold on. Westchester, PA. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a house or is there a unit number or anything like that?
Apartment A.
Apartment A. Thank you for confirming that. Okay, so I have 522 West Marshall Street, Apartment A, Westchester, Chester County, Pennsylvania, 19380. Okay, approximately you were rejected 32 times with the product. We do have your prescribing doctor as Susan Kennedy, your diagnosing doctor as Dr. Samuel Linus, and your treating doctor as Dr. Samuel Linus.
Yes.
Okay, you do have access to your medical records, and then okay, does everything sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what's going to happen now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign. Okay, so it does ask me to put a date for your usage and your stoppage date. So in March, to the best of your knowledge, in March of 2009, when did you start using it? Was it
It could
like
have been like, oh,
the
starts up like
first?
the first of the month. So
First?
it could
Okay.
have been the first. Yeah, so that's what I like to do, just to keep track.
Okay, and then you probably stopped using it the first of October as well, or?
Yeah,
Okay.
probably. Yeah.
Okay, so 10, 1, 2017. 3, 1 to 2009 to 10, 1, 2017. Correct?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Hate that it's okay. Hold on one second. Okay. So I'm going to text the documents to you. It's the easiest way for you to review and sign them. They do take a minute to generate, so just hold on one moment.
All right.
We're almost finished. All right, and then as when you get the documents and you press start, review, and sign, it's going to ask you to draw your signature with like your finger. After you draw your signature, when you're going through the documents, just make sure everything looks right and the correct spelling, your name, your address, and things like that, just so we don't have any errors moving forward.
Okay.
Yeah,
So you want
and
me to check my email now? Like,
I you don't have to check your email. I actually am texting them to you to your cell phone.
okay.
It'll say like Courtney has sent you a DocuSign agreement to review and sign.
Okay, give me a second.
Yeah, take your time. Let me know if you have any questions.
I'm sorry, could I put my phone on a charger before it dies? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I had to press. I was looking for my charger because my phone, I think my phone is going to die.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take your time. Put me on speakerphone. If you have any questions, walk or need help walking through it, I can help you. And as you're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and send you the attorney's information, okay?
Okay.
Yep, nothing was more hilarious than seeing someone wake up in another person's sheets, which makes any one of the options possible. Right, 18 again. It's George Burns, but he's 18 again. He's got the wisdom of a lifetime and the body of a whippersnapper, of a
Okay, I think I did it.
Okay, let me go ahead and look at it really quick. So once that's completed, what happens, it's nice, it'll send you a a copy of the DocuSign agreement. So you'll have records for yourself. And then you can download it as well, I think, on your phone. Before we wrap up, I just want to emphasize, Mrs. Young, it was a pleasure talking to you today. And my sympathy goes out to you and your loved ones. I hope you get the compensation that you deserve. This is going to be a legal agreement between you and the firm. So it's really important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then again, okay. Any documents that you can obtain to help support the case, I recommend getting, which you said you had. So that's great. From there, I did send you my direct phone number. You can call me anytime, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Pacific Standard Time. Now that your intake's done, it'll go to the quality assurance department and then to the attorney's office. So within a week or so, or as soon as within 48 hours, the law firm of Ben, it's the Ben Martin Law Group, they'll be reaching out to you, and they're going to be reaching out to you from a 214 area code phone number. So the message that I sent you is that their contact information. So save my phone number and then save their number, because it's really important that you answer the call when they call.
Okay.
Yeah. And then basically, I can't give you any legal advice. Once you talk to the law firm, they'll be able to sort out all that stuff and the process that you'll go through. My job is just to make sure that your information gets to the attorney's desk.
Okay.
Yeah. But other than that, did you have any questions for me or comments or concerns? Okay.
No.
Okay. If you do, you have my direct phone number, so don't hesitate to call or text me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Any questions? Okay. It was a pleasure talking to you, and my sympathy goes out to you. I really hope that this works out for you and your family.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, you have a great weekend and a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye.